You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Chris Porter to score and Colchester to win is 16-1, and Heung-min Son to score and Tottenham to win in the betting at 6-4. This should, Lee, be pretty straightforward for Spurs. They've been very solid away from home, having won 6 and drawn 3 of their last 9 away from White Hart Lane in all competitions. And they showed their backbone against Palace last weekend, coming from a goal down to win 3-1. And Dele Alli's goal was an absolute cracker. He scored some key goals for Spurs this season, chipping in when maybe Harry Kane hasn't produced. And Spurs, they are 7-20 to win this game, but they should win it.
Yes,
comprehensively as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Colchester, you're looking for a lower league team who are full of confidence, who can sniff an upset, who haven't got anything else to play for other than maybe getting a run in the FA Cup, having a scout that they can take. Colchester aren't that team, are they, by the looks of things? You know, rock bottom of League One. They've conceded plenty of goals. 25 goals they've conceded at home in 14 matches. Have scored 21 as well. So, they do have a bit of a go. But this isn't a team who I think should trouble Tottenham. Unless Tottenham really do take their eye off the ball, and unless the manager really does weaken down, I don't see why he should do that, to be honest with you. I mean, look, Tottenham may have pretensions of going for the title yet. They certainly have got their eyes on a top four spot. But I don't think weakening down at this point would do them any good. I think maintaining the momentum that they got is what they need to do. I think they'll win this comfortably, to be honest with you. They obviously got through against Leicester in the end, in that in the FA Cup version of their trilogy that they had. The team they put out there wasn't weakened down. It was a respectable team. He might rest Kane. And I think that's where the interesting thing comes here. Kane is 13-20 to score at any time. Every other Tottenham goal scorer is odds against. 21-20 for Son, as you mentioned in the enhanced odds.
I like that because he was influential in that game against Leicester.
Good player. Yeah, and he's busy and he's a strong front man who might get the better of Colchester. Dele Alli scored a wonder goal, didn't he? 7-5 to score in this one. The likes of Eriksen, 6-4. Lamella, 6-4. So there's a few players around here. Eric Dyer, maybe 5-1. He hasn't scored for a while.
I think Toby Alderweireld is the man.
5-1 as well.
Coming up from corners, he is sensational in the air.
And I suppose you're looking at players like that. If Tottenham do get stuck into Colchester and are two or three goals up, maybe then it might be that they could get a couple of goals. I like the -2 at 5-2. I think that's a cracking bet. -1 is 19-20 for a Premier League team to beat the bottom team in League One by 2 clear goals is 19-20. That looks a tremendous bet. I'm going to be greedy and go -2 here, though.
Yeah, -2, 5-2, -1, Tottenham in the betting at 19-20. We've been saying all season long, Derek, there's something about this Tottenham team under Mauricio Pochettino. They have definitely got a different kind of spirit to previous Spurs sides.
Yeah, well, the opposite of what Spurs should be. Spurs are always full of, glamour, but no spine. And now they've got, a real solid spine and not so much of the glamour, I think. I look at the team and I've said many times, it lacks stardust to me, but they don't half get the job done. And yet, Lee's right, that quota will be almost even money to beat Colchester by more than one goal. That looks an absolute gift. Manna from heaven. I mean, it's not as if Colchester are playing well. They haven't won in 14 matches. The new manager, listening to his comments when they got beat 3-0 at the weekend by Scunthorpe, I think it was, it looks as though Kevin Keane, I think it is, he sounded as though he just couldn't think where the next result is going to come from. They haven't won in 14 games. It's just a gift for Tottenham. And I like what you said there, Dave, about the scorers. Son is one of those fellas that comes in for games like this. Tottenham always seems to be televised for it, and he always seems to do the business. In fact, I'd go as far as to say, Son always shines on TV.
Hey!
I like him being our odds against the score in this one. And Lee's right to have reservations about Kane. He might not play. But there are three teams in the Cup this weekend. They're around a 1-3 mark. Premier League, big Premier League teams against token opposition. And of the three, Tottenham, the one I like best, Chelsea are the same price at MK Dons on, I think it's Monday night, or Sunday rather. And Arsenal are the one that might slip up, but we'll come to that shortly. But yeah, Tottenham with a minus a goal at just under evens.
19-20. If you are looking for a Colchester goal scorer, by the way, Macaulay Bonn has scored 4 goals in the FA Cup this season. No player has scored more in the competition to date. Mm. And I maybe expected a bit of a bigger prize, but he's 100-30 to get on the score sheet, Macaulay Bonn. So do look at him for Colchester. Both Derek and Lee going for Spurs. Derek going -1, Lee going -2 in that matchup.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.